It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
In today's program, we're talking about the Miss Collegiate America Scholarship Pageant Program and three young people involved in that. Lily Brown and Amanda Kelly and Charisma Mayberry. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, that's almost like a simulcast there. So, Charisma, let's talk about you first of all. You're currently Miss Oregon Elementary, right?
Yes.
And how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
Where do you go to school?
Melrose Elementary.
So what's your favorite class? What's your favorite part of the school day?
Probably recess, because I get to play with my friends.
Very good. And Lily, you are Miss Puerto Rico Collegiate America.
Correct.
But you live here.
Yes. A lot of people get confused by that. But with the Miss High School America organization, they like to create opportunities for women across the country. And so they have multiple state titles available for at large and then also U.S. territories. And so I wanted to take a state that or a territory that I needed to learn their culture about. And Puerto Rico was one that was available, so I took it, and I'm just so excited to be able to learn more about their culture and find a nonprofit organization there for me to raise funds for or even donate to.
So have you ever been there?
I have not, but one day I hope to go there.
That's an interesting thing. So I figured that you probably had a more direct connection with Puerto Rico.
I do not, but hopefully with this title, I'll get a better connection with them and have girls or even boys to reach out to help their living there get better, because unfortunately they get hit with natural disasters all the time, and right now they're rebuilding from one that just hit not a couple months ago. So I'm hoping to be able to help them rebuild and donate to them.
So, Amanda Kelly, you're currently Miss Oregon Collegiate America.
Yes, I am.
So, and where did you go to school?
I graduated from Roseburg High School in 2021, and now I'm attending Boise State University.
So, you guys are all pretty busy. Maybe, Amanda, let's start with you. Talk about this whole Miss Collegiate America Scholarship Pageant Program in general. Tell us what it's all about.
So this is actually my first year competing in this system, and it's been so much fun. The girls who compete are directors. Everyone has just been so amazing and kind and supportive. Getting to know people within my community and having this title and being a leader within my community has been so rewarding for me. I love getting to go out in my community, do things like this, or getting to volunteer. I volunteer a lot at the Ronald McDonald House. I do something called Food from the Heart, which is where you sign up to make either meals or baked goods for the families that are living there, and I've loved getting to do that.
So, Boise State, are you attending in person over there?
I am. I just got home last night, actually. I drove over. I left Boise about 6 a.m. yesterday, and I got in about 6 p.m. last night.
Yeah, I remember that drive. I used to live in Eastern Oregon at one point, and I know that drive very well. So, what is your emphasis in college? What are you studying?
I'm majoring in business administration, and I'm also minoring in marketing.
And, Lily, what are you working on?
I'm also attending Boise State University, but I'm doing it online. I wanted to stay home for my first year just because I was very busy with school, and then I was also a competitive dancer at the time. So I wanted to be able to have time with my family. But I actually just changed my major, and I am studying political science.
Ooh.
And I'm very excited because I love politics, and I'm just really excited to be able to get into that kind of thing. And hopefully maybe one day be an attorney or a lawyer or something like that.
You know, political science was always my big area of study, and I was this geeky political science kid growing up and was going to be a lawyer. And then somehow I ended up on the radio. I don't know what happened there. Charisma, how did you get involved?
Lily inspired me to do it because me and her did dance together. So she was always really inspiring to me. So
is this your first year in it?
Yes.
Now, explain, Lily, you can explain this. How does this program work in terms of you've got these titles currently? How long ago did all of you get them? I presume that was at the same time.
Sort of, yes. So they all competed in a pageant back in August?
Yes, August.
And they all competed in interview and then fun fashion and then evening gown. And then now we are all headed to Little Rock, Arkansas for our national pageant at the end of June into the beginning of July. And Charisma will be competing with all of the elementary girls, and then all of us will be competing. Either there's junior high girls, high school girls, and then also collegiate girls.
So you're kind of like a lot of other pageant programs, and you're part of a lot of people all trying to get the same national title.
Correct, yes.
So what kinds of things do you do to get ready for it?
So a lot of us have like interview coaches, walking coaches. So a lot of us will be working with them either now or at the start of next year. For me, I have been doing pageants since I was a little girl. And so I've always constantly been working towards the end goal of having a national title. And right now, my end goal is being Miss Collegiate America one day.
Wow. But that's what you're also going for, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're both going for the same title. We also have a Washington queen who competed at the same pageant. The Washington and Oregon pageants were at the same time. So all three of us are competing for the same Miss Collegiate America title, but we're all still so close. And honestly, I just think it makes us work so much harder and be being closer and pushing each other to be better.
So are there people from all 50 states there then?
There is representatives for all 50 states and then also all of the U.S. territories, so Puerto Rico, American Samoa, Guam. But they might not all be from there, but the good thing about the Miss High School America program, like I said, is they like to create opportunities for girls that are in states that may have not been able to compete in their own state. And for example, our current Miss High School America, she didn't even win her state pageant and went on to represent Wisconsin and then went and won the national pageant.
Interesting. So, Charisma, what are you doing to get ready?
I am I haven't really thought about that yet.
But you've got a few months to go, right?
Yeah.
So, and this is in Arkansas, right?
Correct, yes.
And what month?
End of June, beginning of July.
So, you've got several months left here in the process. What do you guys have planned? Well, you mentioned political science being an attorney. What about you, Amanda?
My goal is actually to open my own business one day, preferably like a cafe or coffee shop. I was a barista for about 3 years, so I'd love to be able to open my own cafe, and that way I wouldn't have to spend so much coffee because I definitely drink more than I probably should.
Interesting. Let's see. Now, under that protocol, I should own a coffee shop probably.
We can open a dual one.
There you go. So this seems like a lot of work. I mean, you're both going to college, you're in elementary school, you got things to do. What interested you in getting involved? Let's start with you. You mentioned it was kind of Lily, right?
Yeah, she's just really inspiring to me. So that's how I basically got in, was her inspiring me.
So Amanda, what about you?
So I actually competed in a different system for the past 2 years. I haven't been doing pageants as long as Lily has or some of the other competitors. But this is my first year within the system, and me and Lily competed in the same system last year, actually. And so we had talked about it a few times, and then I actually knew who the director was, and I knew the director's daughter. And so I decided that going into this year, I wanted to try something new, and I wanted to try a different system to get involved in.
What about you?
So I started my pageant journey actually in rodeo pageants. My mom was Miss Sutherland Stampede way back when, before I was even born, obviously.
I don't think you're supposed to say way back if it applies to your
mom. Yeah, that's true. Probably shouldn't. Sorry, Mom. But I, like I said, I competed in a different system when I first started in the scholarship programs. And then I was introduced into this program from another girl who was Miss Oregon Junior High, and then the following year I won the title Miss Oregon Junior High. And so I've just been going throughout the system. In 2021 won Miss Oregon High School, and then now I'm representing Puerto Rico as Miss Puerto Rico Collegiate. And I wasn't even planning on going into this pageant this year. It was kind of just given to me at a time of just need. I was in a very bad space, and pageantry has always lifted me up, and I was given this opportunity, and I think it was just something just waiting for me to happen, and I just didn't know it was going to.
All right, more when we come back. Amanda, Lily, Charisma with us talking about the Miss Collegiate America Scholarship Program. The interview will be a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1240, 8, Lars Larson coming up at 1. Umpqua Valley live at 4 this afternoon. Interview with national jazz musician Patrick Lamb will be on with us, and we're talking about some local Douglas County topics as well, so listen for that. On Inside Douglas County, Monday, County Commissioner Chris Boyce will be with us, Congressman Peter DeFazio on Tuesday, and other things planned next week as well. We're talking about the Miss Collegiate America Scholarship Pageant Program with Amanda Kelly, Miss Oregon Collegiate America, Lily Brown, Miss Puerto Rico Collegiate America, and Carissa... Charisma, I got that right, didn't I?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Miss Oregon Elementary, who's a 10-year-old from Melrose Elementary. So you guys go through the program. Let's just say, well, you guys are competing, so this wouldn't work. But let's say that one of you wins a national title. What happens after that?
A lot. You get rushed into basically a media debrief. You take pictures with all of the sponsors, you're given gifts, you're basically showered with gifts. And it's just basically an amazing opportunity, and you have to stay in Little Rock for probably, I think it's either an extra day or an extra 2 days, just getting media ready, taking photos, lots of photos. That's what this all entails, is a lot of photos. And then basically after that, you go back to your home state and you represent the national... You represent nationally, and you travel all over the place. Travel alone, travel with your family. It's a lot, but all of us, I think, are prepared to do that.
So for a Miss Collegiate America, what is sort of the underlying theme of the organization or what they're trying to accomplish?
So our national platform is called BRAVE, which stands for Building Respect and Values for Everybody. So basically what we're trying to do is, it's kind of like an anti-bullying platform and just teaching kids how to respect each other from a young age. When I was younger, I was definitely bullied a lot, so I love this national platform and getting to go in and talk to children of all ages about what this means and how to treat each other with kindness and acknowledging our differences so that we can be stronger as a community. And that's the whole platform behind every single level in the Miss High School America system.
So, Charisma, have you ever had to deal with watching people being bullied?
Yes, that was a real big thing.
What grade are you in now?
I'm in fifth.
So already people, you've seen that happen?
Yes. So I've actually seen a first grader get bullied, and I had to go over there because I knew the kid who was bullying them, and I knew it just wasn't them, but... I think I did the right thing, and they got sent to the principal's office, and yeah.
Yeah, and those times are never tough. Lily, have you ever ran into that?
Definitely. All throughout my middle school years, I was bullied pretty bad, and thankfully, I actually found this organization, and I was Oregon Junior High in 2018, so... I was being bullied while I was holding the title and also promoting the national platform BRAVE. So I brought the national platform to our parent staff association at my middle school. And basically we rebranded the bullying policies at my middle school. And since then, I think bullying has changed a lot at the middle school. I hope to go back and kind of talk about it again and hope that things are still staying how it should be, and knowing that bullying just isn't okay and that our administrators need to take a step forward and putting their foot down and stopping it.
Amanda, do you feel like bullying is a bigger issue also because of all the social media?
Definitely. This is something that's changed so much, even just within the last 5 or 10 years. The social media is so much more prevalent nowadays, and it's so easy for somebody behind a screen to type a mean message. I've had this happen to me many times, whether it was in middle school, high school, so many different times. People have written me mean messages from a fake account that doesn't have an actual name or a face attached to it. It just is making bullying so much easier and so much more accessible for those who want to do that.
And even for people who you know, where you know the person is actually who they say they are, do you feel like people say things on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever, that they wouldn't say if they were standing there talking to you?
Definitely. That screen is a huge piece of protection for them. It's a, your backlash isn't going to be as severe on there. And if it is, it's just words on a screen. It's not somebody saying something face to face.
And I think during the pandemic, or the kind of the tougher parts of it, 20 and 21, that was a big issue.
Yes,
definitely. Yes.
And people were, you know, dealing with a lot of stressed out situations. For you two, what was it like to go through school during that time?
It was really hard for me. I lost my whole entire sophomore year, but I think it was even harder for Amanda because she basically lost a lot of her high school like experience, while I got to go back my senior year and get to live out everything that I missed. But it was definitely really hard for me because mental health is such a big thing right now, and struggling with that. And I think going to school in person really helps people because they have people to talk to. But sometimes when you go home and you're just by yourself in your room, you don't have someone to talk to. And being locked up in your house for pretty much 2 years straight, just, it definitely brought people down, and they're still being brought down because they just never been brought back up. And I hope that us girls can be the voice for them and bring them back up, and other girls in the community as well that do pageantry.
So, Amanda, what was your senior year like?
My senior year was very hard. I was the varsity cheer captain at Roseburg High School my sophomore through senior year. So the big thing for me, of course, was Friday night lights, basketball games. And my senior year, I only got one football game. That was the only game we had. So that was definitely tough for me. I'd been looking forward to my senior year, my senior prom, senior homecoming, all of that. And I didn't get to have a normal cheer competition season. I didn't get to go through all the things I wanted to. However, I do think it was a blessing to some point, because I didn't have such a rigorous schedule, which meant that I was able to finally start competing in pageants. My senior year was my first year competing in a scholarship program. And I don't think that without COVID and without competing that first year, I probably wouldn't be where I am today or competing here today.
Charisma, what was it like for you a couple of years ago when school was at home for a while and it was just on screens and stuff?
It was hard because it was on Zoom all the time, and it was really hard to hear and to do it if there's like a whole bunch of noise in the background with like more people than it usually is. And sometimes it would be like really hard to focus at home. So it was just really hard.
So you're glad to be back in school in person?
Yes.
So about 30 seconds left. Lily, if people want to find out more about the whole Miss Collegiate America Scholarship Pageant Program, where do they go?
So all of us have our own Instagram pages. For mine, it's Miss PR Collegiate America.
And then mine is Miss OR Collegiate America.
And then they, for the Pacific Northwest, we also have our own Facebook pages where they can post about it. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, it's just called PNW High School America, and that's where our director posts, and that's where you can find how to sign up with this upcoming year as well.
All right, Miss Collegiate America Scholarship Pageant Program, Amanda, Lily, Charisma, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.